Maxine Miles is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Everyone, settle down now and listen up. Riley hasn't been seen since yesterday afternoon, and his parents don't know where he could be. He was last seen at City Hall talking to our mayor for the school paper, who said he was at City Hall until approximately 4:30 p.m. It's unclear where he went after that. Now, you know how this all works. The volunteer intervention team will be getting together this afternoon to organize search parties and pull together all the information we have about Riley's comings and goings. So if anyone here knows anything, you come talk to me today. I'll be in Principal Jennings' office for the next few hours. We have no reason to think that he's in trouble, but obviously his family is very concerned. Because we're not certain of the nature of the disappearance, we'll be postponing the Harvest Festival and enacting a curfew of 8 p.m. for all residents under the age of 18. And your parents will be getting a call informing them of that fact. So don't you all try to shirk this. Should you see anything suspicious or feel unsafe at any time, you come straight to me or your neighborhood's designated watch member. We've all got to look out for each other now. Thank you.
From Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio, you're listening to Maxine Miles. This is Chapter 2, The Missing Friend.
Oh my God. Oh my God, where do you think he is? Do you think he's okay? Theo, did you know about this?
Yeah, my dad told me this morning. He drove me to school and said I'm not allowed to walk home anymore.
So he thinks it's a kidnapping?
No, we don't know that, Ross.
Well, I mean, my dad basically said as much. Riley's bike is missing and he didn't come home last night.
Okay, but if his bike is missing, then maybe he has it. I mean, that would be a weird thing for a kidnapper to take. So maybe he just went for a ride somewhere and got lost or hurt, or he fell down in a ditch, or maybe... or...
Maxine?
He's gonna be fine. He has to be fine.
Whoa, Max, do you want to slow down, maybe? Max, where are you going?
Sheriff Combs?
Maxine, did Mr. Jennings let you in? I believe there's to be an orderly line.
Principal Jennings ran the other way when he saw me coming, and there's no one else out there. Trust me, I would have wanted to talk to everyone.
Now, Maxine, I know you like to do your own little mystery solving, but this is a serious investigation.
It's not little... Look, Hastings hasn't had a missing persons case since 1962, and hasn't had a kidnapping on record since 1954.
Why on earth do you know that?
I read, remember? A lot. I know how serious this is.
So you know that if you've got information that might be pertinent, you've got to tell me.
Of course. I talked to Riley yesterday in the town square around 3:15, I guess. It was right after school. We'd both biked over to see the graffiti. Well, I mean, I'd biked over to see the graffiti, which I'm pretty sure was spray-painted by Cody Thompson, by the way. I didn't mention it last night because I didn't have enough concrete evidence. But today in homeroom, I noticed that he had some red marks on the left sleeve of his jacket, so that's not looking great for Cody. Although I'm almost certain he had an accomplice. But anyway, that's not important. I was there to see the graffiti, and Riley showed up a few moments later on his way to City Hall. So, yeah, it was around 3:15.
It's okay, Maxine. You take all the time you need. Now, how did he seem?
He seemed fine. Like Riley always is.
He's well-liked in school, isn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, he's only a freshman, right? And he's not Cody Thompson. He's not star athlete homecoming king popular, but everybody loves him. I'm sure Theo told you as much when you asked him about Riley this morning.
You're sharp. But I'm not giving you information about any other conversations I may or may not have had about this particular topic.
Fine. Riley is kind to everyone. No one's ever bullied him. He's never picked on anyone. Even the teachers like him. Although...
Yes?
He was talking about wanting to get out of Hastings. Or, well, not wanting to get out. He was talking about family and how it was more than just being related to someone. And he said he was tired of Hastings, or sick of Hastings. I can't remember the exact wording. Why can't I remember the exact wording?
Hey, Max. It's okay. You're doing great.
Not good enough. If Riley said something yesterday that could be helpful, I need to remember it exactly. Oh, he gave me a tip about the graffiti. That it had to have been after 1 a.m. or that it wasn't there at 1.
You think Riley was involved with the vandalism?
What? No way.
You said he was acting down on Hastings.
No, Riley wouldn't do that.
How well did you know him?
How well do I know him, you mean?
Yes. Apologies. How well do you know him?
We're locker buddies.
What?
Our lockers are right next to each other. It goes Riley Stevens, me, Ross Teller. It's been that way since the 6th grade. I see him every single day, multiple times a day.
Oh, so the two of you hang out outside of school?
Well, no, but I don't really hang out with anyone after school. Between homework and extracurriculars, yeah.
I understand.
But I know Riley. He wouldn't cause trouble and he wouldn't run away. Not without telling someone first.
Do you know anything about what he's been doing after school this week?
Other than talking to the mayor yesterday, I assume he's been working on the next issue of the paper. He's really passionate about the school paper.
Do you know anything about the nature of the article he was writing?
He said it was just about the town. About the festival, Miss Honeywell.
Honeywell?
Alana Honeywell? She's the new owner of the Mapplethorpe.
Hmm. Did Riley mention when he was supposed to be speaking with her?
I'm not even sure he had an interview set up. He didn't talk about her specifically, just mentioned the inn. Maybe it's some kind of new Hastings piece. What with the 50th festival, the new mining project?
You mentioned the mining project. Anything in particular about it?
No, but it's Hastings. When's the last time you had a conversation for more than 5 minutes that didn't turn to mining?
Fair point. Okay, I'll talk to the other kids on the school paper, see if there's anything there.
You think something might have happened to him because of what he was writing about? Like someone was trying to silence him?
Now, let's not get carried away, Maxine. The Hastings High Gazette isn't the Washington Post, and Riley Stevens isn't Bob Woodward. But if he was going around town talking to folks for an article, we might get a better indication of his whereabouts.
Right.
I don't want you going around school talking to folks about this now. We don't need the rumor mill or adolescent imaginings mudding this business up. You hear me?
I hear you.
Good. Anything else?
Not that I can think of. But if I remember anything else, I promise I'll come right...
You'll find me. I know. You're a good kid, Maxine.
Thanks. Mr. Combs? Sheriff? You'll find him, right?
We'll find him.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You didn't have to pick me up, you know. I could have just biked home like usual.
I know. But when we all got the call that they were cutting the school day in half to focus on Riley... God, it's just terrible. These poor parents.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's silly to think that one day of driving you home is going to keep you safe, but... I'm just glad Walt is on top of it. And that curfew, that's a great idea.
Sheriff Combs has never worked on a missing persons case before, Joe. No one in Hastings has. He is way out of his depth.
Walt is a trained investigator. Just because he hasn't had a chance to exercise those skills yet doesn't mean he doesn't have them.
I know. And I know that Mr. Combs is going to do his best, but I'm just...
It's okay to be scared for Riley, you know.
No, I'm not... That isn't... It's just that they should already be conducting a town-wide search, especially in the woods and at the quarry, even the old mines. He could have been biking somewhere and gotten hurt, and asking everybody in town if they've seen him recently isn't going to solve that.
Maxine, promise me you aren't going to go out into those woods looking for Riley.
Of course not. I'm not stupid. But don't think I'm going to sit out volunteering for the search party they're putting together. When Mrs. Slotsky's dog went missing, they let everyone over the age of 14 join.
We'll see.
Joe!
I'm not taking it off the table, okay? We'll see. But until then, no off-roading into the woods or the mines.
Of course I'm not going to go to the mines. I don't have a death wish.
Yeah, they are pretty creepy. Hey, on the plus side, we won't have to worry about them for long. I thought you would have been over the moon about that, kiddo. No mining is good for the environment, right?
Except it's not no mining. Them blowing up the underground mines so they can focus on making an enormous pit mine is just as bad. No mining would be good for the environment, but that's not what they're doing.
You know, this town was built on the back of that quarry. You wouldn't be sitting where you're sitting if people didn't mine.
That's a pretty crappy justification for destroying the planet.
Not to me, it's not. I happen to be very glad you're here.
You know that's not what I mean.
I know. But I also know you love this town as much as you complain about parts of it.
I do love this town. I just wish sometimes that Hastings would be more okay with moving into the 21st century.
Well, we're not there yet, Max. Don't go rushing ahead. All right, kiddo, this is you.
You're not coming in?
It's not even noon. I gotta go back to work. You stay home, okay?
I really think that you're overreacting.
Max?
Yeah, I'll stay home.
And I told him, Riley, I've been mayor of Hastings for 35 years, and I'm telling you, this is going to be the greatest harvest festival we've ever seen. You can take that straight to the bank. He seemed very excited about that. I know how much Riley loves the festival.
That's really all he was asking about? The Harvest Festival?
Oh, you bet!
He made it sound like the piece was about the town more generally. Like, about the history or the town's future.
Well, it is our 50th festival, young lady. That's pretty historic.
But he didn't ask you about anything else specific.
Well, no. Not that I can remember. I have many meetings throughout the day, you understand, and I'm not the mayor I used to be.
Of course. It's just, well, the school paper doesn't have any of his notes, or even any record of what his assignment was. So I'm just trying to piece it together.
Maybe he was going rogue reporter, cooking up something special to surprise his schoolmates with, hmm?
Maybe. Mayor Howell?
Yes, my dear.
You don't seem all that worried about the fact that Riley is missing.
Well, we're not completely sure what is going on with young Mr. Stevens.
What do you mean?
Well, now listen. I already told this to Walt and to Riley's parents, but I don't want you spreading any rumors around, all right?
Of course. Whatever you tell me is strictly between us. Scout's honor.
Look, I don't know anyone's business. I'm always here for the people of this town, but it's not my job to be everyone's nosy neighbor. But before Riley left, he asked me about bus routes.
Bus routes?
Well, he wanted to know the fastest way to get to Berlin. And I told him he could get the bus from Gorham. But he'd probably have to have his parents drive him to Gorham, so they might as well just drive him all the way.
Berlin? What would Riley want to go to Berlin for?
Like I said, it's none of my business. But when I told Walt that, well, he seemed to find it quite interesting.
He thinks Riley ran away?
I don't want to go speculating on what anyone does or does not think, but I'm sure wherever Riley is, he's very safe.
Bus to Berlin. Bus to Berlin. What did you want in Berlin? Okay, I need to get the bus schedule from Gorham, talk to Riley's parents.
Hey, watch it.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Oh, it's you.
What? Am I not allowed to buy gum?
No, sorry, I didn't see you.
I noticed. Hastings High Gazette. Gorham bus schedule. The Stevens... What is this?
It's none of your business.
You think you're going to find Riley before the sheriff and Community Watch does?
Well, if they let everyone join Community Watch, then it wouldn't be a question of who figures it out first.
Look, in 4 years, you can graduate and become an investigator and solve all the missing cat and vandalism cases that Hastings has to offer.
Aren't you worried, Jenna? Riley, our friend, is missing. Like, actually missing.
Yes, I know, Max. Of course I'm worried. But you know what's not going to make it better? Trying to track Riley down to Berlin and becoming Hastings' second missing person in, like, 100 years.
I'm not stupid, Jenna. I know that... Wait. How did you know that Riley wanted to go to Berlin?
He mentioned something to me last week. I go there every 2 weeks for skate practice at the big rink they have.
And
Riley was wondering if he could hitch a ride with me. I told him sure.
I knew Mayor Howe was wrong.
What are you talking about?
I think he's just assuming that Riley ran away, like some teenage rebellion or something. But you don't make carpool plans with someone and then just run away on your own.
Yeah, except... Max, he was supposed to come with me this past weekend. He bailed at the last second. Something about family drama.
What kind of family drama?
I don't know. I didn't pry.
What about Berlin? Why did Riley want to go?
I don't know, okay? I'm not always in everyone's business.
Like me, you mean?
You said it.
I wonder what's going on. Do you think he fought with his parents?
I have no idea.
I thought he really got along with them. Whenever we used to hang out there, they were always so... I don't know, like, picture perfect.
Yeah, well, a lot of things were different in middle school, Max. Things change.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know. If he really was fighting with his parents, maybe he's blowing off steam somewhere. It's only been a day. Maybe he'll just come back.
Yeah, maybe. Good morning!
Care to explain this?
What? Were you looking through my room?
I was bringing the laundry up this morning and I found this. This. What is this, Max?
It's nothing. Research. Notes. It's nothing.
Where were you yesterday? I told you to stay home, and Mr. Beatty said he saw you leave and come back hours later.
Ugh, why do you have Mr. Beatty checking up on me?
Because the tellers get home the same time I do, and you know that Mrs. Hanneman is usually half asleep by 2. Someone in this neighborhood needs to be looking out for you. So where were you?
I had to go to the library. I needed to check out some books.
Oh yeah? Where are they?
In my bag.
You're a terrible liar, Max. You always have been.
Ugh, fine. I was at City Hall, okay? I was totally safe and home well before the curfew, so it's not even...
What were you doing at City Hall?
Talking to Mayor Howell. It's a school project thing. Why were you going through my stuff? I thought you trusted me.
I do, Maxine. That's the deal we made, right? We trust each other because we're all we've got, but that only works when you talk to me.
I do talk to you.
Not about this. These are notes about Riley, about the sheriff. It seems like you interviewed every person on the school paper, and I bet that's what you were at Hal's about, too.
I don't see what the big deal is. I'm just asking some questions.
The big deal is that you're asking questions that could get you into a lot of trouble.
In trouble how? I'm not spying on people. If they don't want to talk to me, they don't have to.
Did you know that a boy Riley's age died about 35 years ago?
What? In Hastings?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know him?
No. I was barely walking when it happened, but your dad was in elementary school, and it was a very big thing at the time. One of those things we were all told about all the time growing up.
What happened?
They found him in the woods.
Why have I never heard about this? How did he...
Head wound. It was designated as an accident. He was out exploring and slipped and hit his head on a rock. That's probably why it never showed up in any of your true crime reading.
But you don't think it was an accident.
That's not what I said. But it scared everyone. Those woods are dangerous, and there are dangerous people everywhere.
What are you talking about?
You've lived a very sheltered life, Maxine.
Don't give me that, Joe. You know that's not true.
Your parents did a really good job of protecting you from all the ugly stuff.
Yeah, but they're not here anymore, are they?
I know. But I've been doing my best.
I know, that's not what I'm saying. I just mean, I'm not stupid. I know that the world isn't all good all the time. I've lived it.
Okay, you're right.
But I also know Hastings, and I know Riley. He wouldn't go wandering into the woods. He's not reckless like that. And I don't think he would run away.
Like, you might feel like you know Riley, Max, but people aren't always who we expect them to be. And as much as I care about Riley too, and I do, my first priority is always going to be you, kiddo.
Yeah, I know.
So if you want to keep notes, okay? Write down everything and anything that you think of, and make sure to tell Walt if there's anything you think of that could help.
But obviously I'm
But gonna... leave it at that, all right? Whether Riley got lost or ran off or something else, you don't go following him. Understood?
Understood.
Taking the time out of your busy work days and extracurriculars and all the rest to help us out. With the assistance of our crisis volunteers, we've completed our search of the town and most of our preliminary interviews. Riley Stevens' whereabouts are still unknown, so we'll be expanding our search into the state park at this time. Grab a flashlight, a vest, and a buddy. Then follow your group leader into your assigned sector. I've already spoken to the folks who have property overlapping with the park, and we're fine to go on their land, but everyone, be sure to be respectful about the park and folks' yards.
You got an assigned sector yet?
Teller, what are you doing here?
My civic duty.
You hate town stuff.
I don't know if you noticed, but this isn't some kind of hokey town cleanup effort, Miles. This is actually important.
Yes, thank you. I did notice that. The litter cleanup is important.
Mm-hmm. All right. Head out.
What, are you going to be my buddy?
I don't see anyone else volunteering.
I was going to ask Theo, but... never mind.
Right. He's up there with his dad anyway. Speaking of, I'm surprised Joe let you come out.
Joe doesn't know I'm here.
I knew you'd be here, Max, and I'm sure Joe will figure it out. And I'm sure he'll be thrilled.
I'm allowed to be here. Everyone over the age of 14 is allowed.
Maybe allowed by the sheriff, but your uncle would probably have a different perspective.
Your parents don't mind you're here, I'm guessing?
I'm not sure they really notice where I am at any given moment. They've got a lot on their plates. Do you know where we're supposed to be going?
Yep. Northeast, Sector 3.
Meaning?
That way.
Right.
We're supposed to sweep the sector a mile in, half a mile wide, and then come back again.
And how on earth are we going to know when we've done that?
Oh, I've spent most of the past 6 hours studying maps of Hastings and the surrounding area.
Max, we've had school all day.
What's your point?
Why do you care about this so much?
What do you mean?
I mean, you're acting like this is entirely your problem to fix. It's not even a problem you can fix.
You don't know that.
What, you think you're gonna actually find Riley before the actual investigator?
Sheriff Combs has never worked...
Worked a missing persons case. I know. But neither have you.
Doesn't mean I can't try.
You can't actually wish things into existence, Max.
Are you not seeing me do exactly the opposite of that right now, Ross? I'm not the one who sits at home waiting for the world to get better around me.
What's that supposed to mean?
Why are you here, Ross?
Oh, what was that?
Hello?
Max.
It's probably just an animal.
Max, stop! It could be a dangerous animal.
Well, we won't know for sure if we don't check it out. So, let go of me.
Max, I really think we should turn around. You know, go back and find...
What, find a grown-up? Come on, Ross.
Max!
Wait! Riley?
Max! Max, where are you?
Riley?
Max, come back!
Maxine Miles was created by Lauren Shippen and is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio. This episode was written and directed by Lauren Shippen. Dialogue editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing of Hemlock Creek Productions, with editing assistance from Lorianne Davis. It featured Jordan Cobb as Maxine Miles, Mike Cefalo as Ross Teller, Ashani Kanikar as Jenna Ambrose, Morgan Elgarton as Theo Combs, Michael Smallwood as Uncle Joe, Sean Jane as Sheriff Combs, and Josh Rubino as Mayor Hal. Original artwork by Shay McMullen. For more information about the show, please visit MaxineMiles.com and follow @atypicalartists on Twitter and Instagram. Maxine Miles is executive produced by Lauren Shippen and iHeartRadio. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thank you for listening, and keep curious.